With your Michigan Headline News, I'm Casey Cruz. Sunday was the first of two visitations for the Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety officer who died in the line of duty. Visitation for Officer Eric Zapata will continue today at Langland Funeral Home in Kalamazoo. Zapata's funerals to take place Tuesday at Miller Auditorium on Western Michigan University's campus. The private burial set for Wednesday in Lake Odessa. Zapata, a 10-year veteran, was shot and killed by a suspect early last week. Officers say that man then took his own life. Well, Koran-burning pastor Terry Jones boarded a plane to Florida Saturday, but he vowed to protest in Dearborn next week and plans to file a lawsuit against Wayne County prosecutors. He had planned to protest against Sharia law outside the Islamic Center of America Friday, but a jury determined his gathering would breach the peace. He was jailed briefly after refusing to pay a $1 peace bond. Automakers are churning out billions of dollars in profits and jobs are returning to Michigan after a decade of severe economic pain. So why are schools, state, local government struggling with so many budget problems? Well, a new University of Michigan study says the reason is damage from the auto industry's meltdown over the past 10 years. It was deeper than anybody knew. It continues to be felt today. A Central Michigan University temporary faculty member has been shot and killed. The Charlotte Observer's reporting Robert Barber was shot 2 miles from his home Friday morning in North Carolina. Local police there said that the shooting happened during a robbery at a local business Friday morning. With your Michigan Headline News, I'm Casey Cruz.